Insects are part of cuisine in many parts of the world. They are a great source of protein, after all. But in the United States, there is a stigma. Let's call it an ick factor. Well, advocates for bug food are combating that with marketing that's meant to be clever and cute. From member station KUNC, Luke Runyon reports.
Wendy Lou McGill places toothpicks into bite-sized samples of cookies and protein bars at the Denver County Fair. Her goal, convert skeptical and oftentimes grossed out visitors. They should eat more bugs.
Hey guys. Yeah, so these are made out of cricket flour, which is crickets.
She's usually met with scrunched up noses and looks of disgust. McGill's been promoting the practice of eating bugs, also known as entomophagy, for years, so she's used to it.
Crickets have as much calcium as milk. And then environmentally, they're a lot more sustainable than chickens, and particularly cows and pigs.
The bugs are dried and crushed to make a high-protein powder that can be added to almost any processed food. The table is full of sleekly designed packages and clever names. You have hopper bars, a subtle hint at the main ingredient, crickets, and protein bars from EXO, a Brooklyn-based food company.
I just noticed that the X of EXO is our antenna, plus EXO is an exoskeleton. So all intelligent cutesiness.
Intelligent cutesiness is a good way to describe this entire sector. The thought is, if you can make people laugh with a pun or cute graphic, it might be enough for them to let their guard down.
There is obviously a hurdle to get over.
Jack Keedle is a founder of the Austin, Texas-based Hopper Foods, one of a handful of bug-infused startups that have popped up in Utah, Massachusetts, and California.
The key to this is that people don't want to see the actual bug itself. It's the legs and the antenna that scare people.
Keedle says he's hyper aware of consumers' squeamishness about eating insects. That's why his products only use cricket flour, where the bug is pulverized so you don't see it. And he says cleverness in advertising and marketing is important to assuage consumer fears. But the growth in edible insects goes far beyond the novelty.
The only argument against edible insects is a psychological taboo. And I understand it's a big one. It's a really, really big one.
That's Robert Nathan Allen, creator of the nonprofit Little Herds, as in herds of insects. The group's logo is a ladybug with black and white cow spots. He's focused on the environmental arguments in favor of eating bugs. He says once you start making comparisons to other forms of protein, like beef and pork, insects look a lot more environmentally friendly. And Allen says after hearing that pitch,
you know, 99% of the people we talk to are willing to at least take a bite. And once they take that bite and they're knowingly eating an insect, it starts to break down a lot of those internal barriers and it makes them question, you know, what is food to me? What do I consider food?
Getting over the taboo is one hurdle, but Allen says other snares, like a lack of federal regulation, research, and food-grade insect farms, are keeping these companies from really taking off.
So what is this?
Back at the sample table at the Denver County Fair, Leah Stein is about to try her first cricket flour cookie after just a little prodding.
I didn't know what I was getting into when I walked out. We were just like, free food!
There's probably at least one whole cricket in this, right?
Stein hesitates and then takes a bite.
It tastes like coconut. It tasted like food, not like bugs.
A fairly quick conversion from bug food skeptic to first-time cricket eater. For NPR News, I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Luke's story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a reporting collaboration focusing on agriculture and food production. This is NPR News.